Well, we're going to the table of the Lord this morning. The command of Jesus, or words of Jesus, with regard to this activity, that is, of partaking of the cup of wine and the broken bread, he said, when ye do this, do it in remembrance of me. We've been now three lessons speaking of Jesus, you know, I once had a preacher who was disturbed as I spoke of the history of the Bible one morning in the museum. And he said, you know, all I need is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And, you know, I looked at him and I said, in a very caustic voice, I said, if when you get to heaven, I want you to go up to God and say, God, why'd you waste all my time with that whole book when I only needed one verse? As we taught earlier, Jesus said, you search the scriptures. For in them you think you have life, but they are they which speak of me. This table of the Lord is not some religious ceremony to be repeated in mind-numbing repetitiveness, but always with the remembrance of Jesus. That's why we never go to this table without teaching. And I was moved this morning to take us to a passage out of the Old Testament in the book of Zechariah, the third chapter. And I would read, beginning in verse 1, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan at his right hand to resist him. And a marginal note says to be his adversary, to accuse him. Verse 2, and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is this not a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he, you know, pronouns bother me, so let's remove the pronoun. And God answered and spake to those that stood before God, saying, take away the filthy garments from him, and unto Joshua, God said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment to bring in that current teaching out of Hebrews in one of those descriptions of Christ. As I've said before, some call it the gospel according to God, wherein it says in the King James Bible that by himself purged our sins. And we gave the literal Greek of that, which said through himself the purification of sins. And we said that that purification removed all admixture, that is, our sins, God's word testifies always of itself, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Now this is the communion table, and our eyes are to be on Christ and what he has done. And this cup of wine, a symbol of his blood, which represents the life, because Leviticus 18 tells us that the life of the soul is in the blood. This table of the Lord, this participating in the table of the Lord, is an act of faith. And as we look through this cup to Jesus, we remember that by himself he purified us. By himself he has caused our iniquity to pass from us. In this short little passage, Joshua was standing And God did all the work. We who stand on the living word and work of Jesus, and remembering it, we take this cup, giving thanks unto God, and we claim as the recipient Joshua received, we also received in Christ Jesus, that he has caused our iniquity to pass from us. If you're listening, you're in the flesh. If you're in the flesh, I'll take you, I need to go to one more passage in Isaiah. It says in Isaiah 64:6, let's go to the fifth verse. You meet him that rejoices and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways, those that remember you in your ways, were remembering Jesus. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. Sixth verse, but we are all as an unclean thing. All our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. That describes our human condition. But the hope of the new creation, which a Christian is in Christ Jesus, precedes those two verses in Isaiah 64, and it says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him, that digs into him, that, if we could put it in the terms of Jesus, that remembers him. And we look for that change of raiment that God has promised those who trust him. And we take this cup, as I said before, thanking God that he has caused, that is Jesus, has caused our iniquity to pass from us. Take the cup. In Jesus' name, amen. That word amen does not mean it's over. It means no doubt. But there's a second element at this table through which we also are looking to and remembering Jesus. And like as we see not yet that change of garment in our flesh, there are some amongst us who are sick. I'm one of them. I'm not ill. I got a bad back. And I, for now 3 weeks, have attempted and have drawn my attention to Jesus. And what he did, not only removing our iniquities by taking them upon himself, but also our sicknesses. And the declaration of God through the prophet Isaiah says that with his stripes we are healed. Already, not yet. But the faither keeps his eye more on the promise of God than on the circumstance. And by the act of faith, is he saved? It says in the scripture, some were healed when they encountered Jesus instantly. Others, while on their way, God is looking for men and women who will trust him in spite of circumstance. And in spite of my circumstance, or in perhaps in spite of your circumstance, join me right now as a recipient of all the promises of God, which are in Christ, and in him no doubt. And while we are waiting for the manifestation of the promise of wholeness and wellness in Christ, we continue looking unto Jesus. And by faith we say with the Apostle Peter that with his stripes we were healed. Take the bread, thanking God for all that he has done for us in and through Jesus Christ. I've got a larger piece of bread today that when I take it, I may chew upon it. That is, ponder what he has done. Take it in Jesus. Amen.